12, Revenge of the Towels.
Harder, Salinger.
Lord Banks is demonstrating to his Andalusian hosts how the Gravy Navy administer discipline.
You may leave the table now, old man.
Very well.
Well, that was... thank you for the most interesting demonstration of discipline, Lord Banks.
Yes, but, he can get a little out of control sometimes.
We use different method on Sventopia. We strike before the crime is doing.
Yeah. We improve morale with gameplay and promote happy thought. And happy crew commit little crimes, so discipline no necessary in this way. You know?
Would you like to see a demonstration?
Not really, but if you must.
I must, very good. Lappenferner, Ranvik, prepare hop, step, cast demonstration for our guests on the upper deck.
Wisdom can often be found where one least expects it. The great clandestinian writer Antonin Valdenovich was famous for employing wise idiots to alter the lives of her protagonists. Famous among her characters was the wise deaf cobbler in The Maiden and the Cobbler, the wise camel herder in The Endless Sands of Dr. Vadanovich, and the wise one-legged chalk thief in The Seven Islands of Vladimir Koronov. Sometimes, in real life, wisdom comes from a different kind of person. Instead of the wise idiot, we have the perceptive enemy.
Nick, where are you?
Just a second. Sorry, I was just attending to some naval matters.
The repair is complete. Now we reinstall and see if it works, yeah? Will you help me lift pump?
Yes, of course.
What is wrong with your nose?
Nothing. Shall we lift? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Install here.
Yes.
Line up with the ratchet. You hook on?
Yes, I have mine.
Hold while I screw. Saga, the screw drive.
Good doggy, yes.
You are hook on the snuff.
What? Pardon?
Your eyes dilate, you have mucus run from your nose.
No, I have a cold.
I was not born 1.5 hour ago. I know snuff addict when I see. Pass me the Krog ratchet.
Krog ratchet, yes, which one
I talk to Saga. Yeah.
Good boy.
You think snuff make it better, yes?
Well, I left the love of my life at home. her name is Clementine. She doesn't want to see me anymore.
So you replace with stuff up your nose?
Yes. Oh, it sounds a bit absurd, doesn't it? You know?
My mother, she was addict of gagunagam, a licorice extract. All day she spend on gagunagam. Morning wake up with gagunagam. She take gagunagam at lunch, at dinner. She use gagunagam in evenings and she stay in her room. I wish to hug my mama, but she on the gagunagam. She like a mouse with wire attached to it. She get happy, but is this human happy? Is it?
I don't know.
I know. Because I live with pain. But no gagunagam for me. I work when I sad. And with this, I achieve for my people, yeah? I see bigger picture than just me in sadness. You give up snuff, and you face your demon like a woman.
I am a man.
You are a boy. But what a man you could be if you try. Saga, pass me the camel shaft.
Good boy, Saga. Good boy, huh? Saga's licking my face.
Saga, like you.
Yes, lovely dog.
I like you too, Nick.
Oh, really? Thank you, Groove.
Oh, no, you mispronounce. It is G.
Groove.
G.
Groove.
G.
Gra?
Closer, but listen.
Yes.
G.
Gra.
G.
Gra.
G.
Gra.
G.
Gra.
G.
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 Yes. Yes, this is how you say.
G. Very pretty name.
Andalusian sporting practices have long been considered by their Gravier counterparts as a little eclectic.
This, Captain Bank, is our help step and cast arena. The crowd will gather this circle to cheer and watch friends compete in this way. The mark here is where we begin by doing large help. Next is the step, and then the reach high for the cast or ceremonial hit. Will you like to inspect this hit?
No.
Yes, you will. I want you to touch it. Yeah.
Boring conical hat with a bear on it.
This is actually a traditional Andalusian hat worn by woodsmen and woodwomen who feared becoming lost in our vast forests.
Yeah, they wear this hat so if they lose each other, then another woodsman or woodswoman will discover simply by, you know, sound of the hat.
They stop talking.
The woodsmen and woodswomen invent little game and sport to entertain themselves during long, boring night time.
I can't imagine how boring.
The most popular is one we play on this ship to encourage athletic wellness and promote morale through a friendly competition. Hang the cast from the hook, Ranvig.
What are they doing, Solander? I phased out.
They seem to be raising up the hat and leaving it to dangle higher than anyone could reach without jumping.
This all seems very silly, Solander.
A country's traditions and customs do look strange when seen by another culture, sir.
Except for our gravy customs, which make a lot more sense.
Well, what about roly-poly, sir?
What is strange about roly-poly?
Rolling around with your arms tucked around your legs on a table in front of a panel of judges may be considered unusual to someone not from gravy, sir.
Nonsense, Solander. Roly-poly is the most natural sport of all. We were born to roll around on tables and be judged. Love roly-poly.
Now we demonstrate our sport, help, skip, and cast. La thinner.
We have a similar sport in gravy called hop, step, and jump.
Yep, step, and yep.
Yes, instead of catching the hat, the competitor simply jumps as far as they can.
But this is ridiculous. What is this yump?
It is a long jump. The winner is the one who jumps the farthest after the hop and the step.
Excuse, this custom sounds very funny to us. Why you want to jump long when you can jump high and bring the hat, yeah?
When I was at St. Ninian's, I was the best hop, step and jumper in the whole school.
Now I am the champion hop, step and cast of this ship. I'll leap higher and further than you ever could, my grave friend.
If you truly believe this, why not put your money where your mouth is?
I will take your money and put it in my mouth.
I bet you all the food on our ship that I'll beat you at this hop, step, and cast.
Sir, is this wise?
Maybe not.
We do not want your food. We have no taste for cat. How about we bet something more interesting, yeah?
And what would that be?
Tell. L, you tell if I win. L-R tell if you win.
You're on.
What are you talking about, sir? Towels.
Oh, you're on. You have a bet, JLK. I shall take all of your towels from you with great glee. And as we dry ourselves in the future, I shall think of you all dripping wet, your minds filled with the constant reminder of your athletic inferiority.
We will see who was thinking of you dripping wet in a minute,
yes,
yeah?
Yes, we shall.
Then beg luck thinner. For Betty Hobson, step, cast, a runner. Prepare the hop, step, cast, a runner.
remarkable drilling machine. You don't even seem to be breathing or breaking into a sweat, and yet it goes around and around and around.
Well, it gets power from the dog, yeah? Oh. See, one cord attached to Saga's tongue, other cord attached to tail.
Ah, and the tongue wags the tail.
Oh, yeah, almost. I demonstrate. Saga, drill it.
Oh.
The oscillation between his tongue and backside caused kinetic energy, which the drill harnessed to revolve in this manner.
Marvelous. Simply marvelous.
Good. Oh, Saga. A dog treat for you. Salty biscuit. Gah! It is done. We test the pump. Will you pump with me?
Yes.
Un, deux, trois. Quatre.
One, two,
three,
four. One, two. Oh, oh, it's working! It's working! Oh, oh, my word!
I repair your ship. Oh. Work complete. Zutes guten.
Zutes guten. What does Zutes guten mean?
It means satisfaction, happiness from job well done. The repair is made. Now I must go. I am sorry that I must leave you. It has been nice to meet an enemy who is a friend.
Yes, but I don't want you to go. Why don't you stay? Yes, see, even Saga wants you to stay. You have to stay.
And abandon my ship? Never. As a mechanic, the ship is part of my extended body, like another limb. We have a song that explains this very well. It is called Union of Mechanicum, or the Union of the Mechanics. Oh. I sing, but first I translate. My ship is my heartbeat. My crogshaft is my limb. My lungs breathe Andalusian air no matter where they are. I devote my life to maintenance and improved performance. This is the union of the mechanics. We rise, we fall, we fix, together, always.
Please, sing me your song. Oh.
Saga, pass me guitar.
Knepuste an de luschke Lüfte, wo fiet je kas krogen. Jeg wie wed like holden, og vo began i gang. Det von ingen auf mi ken i kisken, verschroge. Alle ihren
that was very beautiful.
I glad. Now, it's almost time to say goodbye.
No, surely
but
not.
But there is one thing I would like to do together before this moment.
What is that?
The great Sudanasian philosopher Mustafa Ani once wrote that sport is the modern replacement for war. When rivals want to impose their superiority and have no opportunity in a peaceful climate, then sport is the perfect vehicle for building a frenzy of blood-pumping, chest-beating nationalism without lives being lost. The stakes do, however, remain high when pride is on the line.
Renvik, sit half until Tuji Handlinge.
I shall ask you to refrain from speaking in your language. I don't know what tricks you'll get up to with your foreign tongue.
Yeah, I say sit half to 20 handspan. You think you can reach, yeah?
Of course.
Would you like to go first or second, Captain Birk?
Second.
Very well. Lapthena will blow whistle and I shall go first.
Shorten Sippen, Krogen, Fleisch.
Anastasia. Quiet in the crowd, please.
What are you doing?
I'm there. Crowd clear. It gives an extra lift. It is legal, yeah?
Very well. Very good. I shall make my responding leap. Raise the hat. 2 more handspans.
You don't have to do that.
And you don't have to whisper into my ear like a total creep all the time, Solidar.
Raise it. I shall lead the cab as well. 2 can play at that game. Solidar, why is no one clapping?
I don't know, sir.
But you can clap too. Some of your claps sound like a wet paper bag falling on a dead fish. Make everyone else clap.
Yes, sir. And this is an order from your captain. You must clap for him or you will be lashed.
All right. And giddy up.
It's your ship. It's too shiny. You clean it too much.
Next oil for you or your crew.
Stop laughing. Stop laughing. Stop laughing.
It is ready. I hope you're hungry.
I'm actually losing my appetite.
Oh, please. Heavy mouthful.
Yes.
Delicious, yeah?
Hmm. Oh, yes, it's marvelous. I feel guilty eating your dog.
Oh, no. This is Saga's wish. It is Saga's duty and desire to be eaten in the line of duty.
Oh.
You want more salt?
I don't know.
Oh, Saga would want you to eat him with plenty of salt.
Yes. Oh, yes. Saga is very delicious. You were so noble. I want to...
You want to which?
I want to kiss you.
Then kiss me, Nick. You kiss like a plant.
I do?
Yeah. Again.
As our heroes board the repaired Fortitude, a bond between 2 enemy nations has been formed amongst the ideologically opposed sailors. Well, most of them anyway.
Thank you for all of your tales. Are you sure this is all of them?
Yes, I'm assured it is.
Don't be a sore loser, Captain Banks. We make friendly peace. We fix your ship.
We are humbly grateful for that, obviously. Mm.
Don't thank me. Thank Gru.
Thank you, Gru.
No, it is Gru.
Gru?
No, Solidar, it's Gru. Her name is Gru.
Solidar, it's quite simple. Her name is...
I shall love wrapping my naked body in your towel, Lord Bank. Which one is your towel? The big fluffy, yeah? I shall love that very enjoy indeed.
When we shower, we shall be very dry after. When you shower, water shall drip, 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 drippy, drippy, drip, 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 drip. I tease you, but with good nature, yeah?
Drip, drip, drip,
yes,
drip,
I expect
drip.
They must use each other to get dry, like their trousers.
Oh, yeah, they dry themselves with their trousers.
I'm pretending to be Lord Bank. I am very wet. Where is my towel? Oh, this is red. I have no towel. I'm first to use cylinder trouser.
Yes, you dry yourself with the trouser, and your trouser get wet.
Yes, hilarious.
My breast hurt from laughing times.
Very good, Andalusian humor.
Oh, well. Good luck, Captain Bink. Perhaps we shall see you in the midst of pleasure someday. Guten Schlopper. Goodbye, gravy friends. We return to our ship.
Tucker for your towel. Enjoy drying yourself with your trousers.
Goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye. Okay.
Yes, Nick, I think that's enough. Nick, that's enough.
Yes, sorry.
Oh, without towels, yeah, but you haven't won the war, have you?
I thought the Andalusians were quite nice, didn't you, sir?
No, I did not. You there at the cannon.
Yes, sir.
Fire at that ship.
Pardon, sir?
You heard me. Fire at the Andalusian ship.
What are you doing, sir?
You wouldn't know about it, Colin. It's called strategy. We have to beat the Andalusians to heaven's clover.
Are you sure this isn't just about the towel?
Zip and lip and solider. I mean, shut up.
Just the warning shots.
No, annihilate them. Fire everything we have at those Andalusian towel-thieving dog munchers. I want that ship sunk into the bubbles now.
Yes, sir.
Laugh at me, will you? I'm having the last laugh now. Fire! Yes, you think I've done the right thing? Do you think I've done the right thing?
It does seem rather heavy-handed, sir.
Well, why do you tell me these things too late, Solitaire? Oh, I've done it now.
Oh, Joseph, what have you done?
Solitaire, I'm having a strange feeling. I think it's guilt. Perhaps if I apologize.
Sorry, Andalusians. Sorry, went off repeatedly as we were cleaning it. I really am very, very, very sorry.
Gravy historians are split in their judgment of Lord Banks's actions that day. Some say these were the actions of a man who was a brilliant wartime strategist. Many argue that his actions were impulsive and not thought through. One extremely vociferous historian, Dr. Kate Trout, argues that these were the actions of a man who could not cope with people laughing at him. A man of power, driven to distraction because of a lack of self-awareness. A man with no sense of humor whatsoever. I invite you, dear listener, to make your own judgment.
Here's your hot water bottle, sir.
Do you have my bed slippers, the ones I wear in bed?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm in bed, so put them on, please.
Yes, sir. Your feet look very clean today, sir.
Thank you for noticing, Solander. I gave them an extra scrub like those Andalusians. They may be an inferior race, but I noticed that many of them had quite attractive feet. Oh, dear, Sonia. Sonia, stop it. Stop it.
Sorry, sir.
Keep doing it, though. I like it.
But your slippers?
Yes, tickle my feet as you put them on.
Like that.
Stop it, Sonia. Sonia, what are you doing?
You told me to stop, sir.
Yes, but I didn't want you to. Tickle me some more.
Yes, sir. Like this?
Listen, Zalander, I'm laughing. I have a sense of humour. This proves it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Zalander. Don't stop, Zalander. I'm laughing. I'm really laughing. I like the feeling. It's an interesting feeling. Oh, Zalander. I'm laughing so much. I have an excellent sense of humour. I'm laughing. I'm really laughing. All right, stop now. Good night, Florida.
Good night, Lord Banks.
For now, Lord Banks gets to have the last laugh. Yet perils of an even greater nature await to test him on his journey to find pleasure and his long-lost Uncle Bertie.
The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium, a Howl original and a production of Mid-Roll Media and South Coast Shenanigans.